Here's a thought I'll title The Lasting Impression. So here's the scenario. Imagine that you've put together a gallery exhibition. So there it is, all your prints on the wall, just awaiting for people to come by and see. Now let's go out to the sidewalk. Here's someone walking past the gallery who's not thinking about your photography or even photography in general. They're just going about their life, doing their daily business. Maybe they're out to lunch and they're walking down to a sandwich place. And they happen to glance to their left and they see, oh, look, there's a photography exhibition taking place in this gallery. I think I'll go in and take a look. So they do so. Now, when they go into the gallery, they have no expectations whatsoever, except they're hoping to see something that'll be fun and exciting and that they might be interested in. They're probably not thinking about a purchase because they're too busy thinking about lunch. But nonetheless, they want to see your work. Yay, that's a victory. Now they've gone all the way through the gallery, they've looked at all your work, and they're heading towards the exit door. And they reach out and they grab the door handle to open it up and freeze frame there for just a minute. They're going to leave the gallery. What do you want them to take with them when they leave your gallery? And I'm not talking about purchasing your book or a print. What things in their mind do you want them to know or think or question or ponder or wonder about as they leave the gallery? That's the lasting impression that they will have from having seen your work, from your exhibition. What is it that you want them to have as that lasting impression? And I would propose that's one of the incredibly important things that you need to decide as an artist, and how you need to structure not only the selection of images and titles and introductory text, but everything about your body of work needs to point in the direction of that lasting impression. Because that's what you want them to carry with them out the door. Maybe so they'll talk about your work with friends and family and coworkers and etc. Maybe you just want them to think more deeply about something that they hadn't really given much thought to. The lasting impression is what photography is all about to a very large degree. It's not about technical skill. It's not about commerce and economics. It's not about collecting an historical importance, although all of those things can come into play in photography. What it really comes down to, and this is why I'm always so excited about photography, it's about connecting with another human being. When you think about it, that's what the core of photography is. Somehow you've had a thought and an experience, an emotion, and you get to share that. It's a thrill. It's a privilege to share that with someone else. And the vehicle that does that is your artistic work, your prints, your exhibition, as well as your title and your artist statement and all the rest of it that goes into it. The lasting impression is what we produce. We may think we produce photographs. What we really want to create is that lasting impression.
Copyright 2025, Lenswork Publishing.